cases. It was a pleasure, and my colleague, Lynn Taylor, in the afternoon, Lynn has told the story of the Haskins, had told them Mishma today, that I'm going to tell you, Mishame Mishmai 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 Rabba ma mishim beire, rab zeire ma mishim rakis. Now, let's see the Gemara there.
We have three.
Gemara in Shabbos, daf kufa met chesa med aleph. Mishame, see, Mishumayim Asrin, that means Mishamer, if somebody strains, you know, wine, you know, it has all the sediment in it, and then he pours the wine, the sediment, on the strainer. And then the sediment, the thing that is thicker, remains on top, and the wine, which is thinner, so that
goes down.
Goes down. So the question is, on the score of which meloche is a chayav chatos. So Rabbi says mishum beira. One of the meloches is beira. What is beira? Beira means beira pseles mitach kitnis. So this is a tolde of beira. And Rab Zeira ma mishum raket. Raket, not a sifting flour. That's also one of the meloches. So the chiyuv is mishum rakit. So Omar Rab, kavose didi mistab, that mishameir, one who strains wine, is chayed mishum beir. Madar kishal beir, neitil eichel umaniach apseiles, afochename, neitil eichel umaniach apseiles. So in other words, that the analogy between Mishamer and Beirah is because in Beirah we have two kinds. We have Eichel mitach Pseiles and we have Pseiles mitach Eichel. So the analogy between Mishamer and Beirah is that in both is Neitiles Eichel maniaches Pseiles. Because let's say Mishamer, he strains the wine and the sediment remains on top of the strainer and the wine goes down in the keila below. So he's natal as Eichel Maniach as Apseles. He lets the sediment remain there and that is thrown out. So and by Beira also, when he takes out, when he selects the Eichel from the Pseles. So Mele, that's why it's he told it. It's he told of Beir. Kavosim vim istavol. Ma da'at ishol Beir neitleichom aniach as apseiles. When the apseiles, afochaname neitles eichom aniach as apseiles. Omer Rab Zeira, kavosim vim istavol. That the chiyuv is mishum rakit. Why? Ma da'at ishol merakit pseiles milmailo veichel milmato. Not like Beira, so when you dump the kidneys with all the impurities in the kidneys. What kind of impurities does kidneys have? Some tiny little chips, some sand, there, you know. One second, please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor, don't interrupt me. Please. So it has some impurities. You know, tiny little chips and some sand. So what remains on top? The thinner thing, the thing that is relatively thin remains. The thinner thing goes down, and the thicker thing remains on top. So in wine. So what is thinner? The wine is thinner. So the wine goes down. And the sediment is thicker, so it remains on top. And in Beira, it is just the reverse. It is just the reverse. That the pseles is the thicker thing, so it goes down. So the pseilas is mulmato. And the eichel, the, let's say, the beans, the peas, the kidneys, there's the thicker thing. So that remains on top. So Rav Zeira says, kavosik dimistav, ma darki shel mirakit, pseilas mulmailo veichel mulmato. Afochename pseilas mulmailo veichel mulmato. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Zeira. Rabbi says Nishamer is chayev mishum beireya, and Rav Zeira says Nishamer is chayev mishum mirakit. So Rabbi says, what's the common characteristic between Nishamer and beireya? That in both it's netless eichel maniach es apseles. And Rav Zeira says, what is the common characteristic between mirakit and Nishamer? That in both it is the pseiles remains on top and the eichel goes down. So Rashi says, Mishumayim asrinu meilim, shamir mishum beir adhai name beirahu, kavose di dimistabre, di asra be mishum beir asoi, di neitel eichel maniach apseiles, ul rabbe hoadi name di asra be, mishum rakit have asoi, אבל רב זירה יסרה במישום בירה עליו אסרוי ולידום לבירה שאיך למטו ופסילס למיילו מה שאין כאן בבירה הקיפני יש הפסילס למטו so Rashi says that in the מחלקס between רבי and רב זירה רבי saying that משמר is חייב משום בירה רב זירה saying משמר is חייב משום מרקעית so everybody agrees, even Rabbi is made it, that if the Asroye was Mishum Rakeit, so Rabbi also agrees that he's Chayev, because that common characteristics of Eichel Mato, Eichel Mato and Pseiles Limailo is such a strong characteristics that because of that, even Rabbi admits that Nishamer is chayev mishum mirakit. But Rabbi, while conceding to Rav Zeira that if the Asroye was on the score of mirakit, so the Nishamer is chayev, he says he can be chayev mishum beirahs. And Rav Zeira says, no, only if the Asroye is on the score of mirakit, he's chayev. But if the Asroye is on the score of beirah, he's not chayev. That's Rashi Shabbat. But we see the Teisus is written on Rashi. Now let's see the Teisus. Urablezer amai koralia vim teima vinei medin nafki minei liin asroye she tzorich lahasri sa told him mishum avdi day. So first of all, we have a big chidesh in this Teisus that in every melochen in Shabbos, so I said, that was a slip of the tongue, that if the Amasra Mishum Beirea, so is Chai V'Chatos. I mean, that was a slip of the tongue. Hasroi is only Ligabe Mise, Ligabe Chatos, there is no union of Hasroi. That was a slip of the tongue. So is Chai V'Skir. So that means that according to Teisves, so every Hasroi for Shabbos, so when you are Masre and Lochen Shabbos, it's not enough if he says to him, listen, don't be Mishamer. Because if you are Mishamer, Yachayv Mise. And Yachayv Mise. So then he's not Chayv Mise. He has to be, to emphasize what kind of Melocha it is. That's a big Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. Why should he? But that's the Yishvashit. So Teisva says, name it in Afkemine, the Rambam doesn't mention such a halacha that by Shabbos the Edim have to point out the identity of the melacha. He just has to, the Edim, the one who is mastering, has to tell him, Yachayv Mise. But, from Teisva it's mashma, that, and from Rashi in Shabbos it's also mashma, that by Mamloche Shabbos, since there is a chiluk meloches, some imele, he has to mention the identity of the meloche, whether it's Beire or it's Mirakit, whatever the meloche is. So Taisa says the Kasha, the name of the Nafkiminalin, a soyish, a soyish, a haslais, I told them Mishmavdi do, Kidamrim and Ferectali, Misham and Mishma Nastin, the Rabbo and Mishmbeir, Rafzir and Mishmaraki, Tviesh Lema. The first Teresi is Dohapor. Mishumai Maskin and Beishu Chayev, Rabbo and Mishmbeir, Avol Yisro be Mishmaraki, Pota, the Hidden Shu Masra be Dover Shain Dame, Sova Shemalik beu Pota. Aval in his hobby, the Omar of the Shamechai. Then the Edish Lema, the Zeusha Mitaritz, Hak the Havib Mishkin Korli Ab, the Tzorach Lahasris had told the Bishmo. Now let's, for a moment, we're not going to discuss the Veid, because the Veid is very complicated, as a book of Soyuz. There are all kinds of Pshotim, so let's ignore the last line from Veid Nitim Vash. So that means that so far, Teisve says totally changes. The first Lashon in Teisve says that there is no such aloche that you have to be masre. Every told them Mishma. If you are masre, the person who does the told, and you tell him this is a Melach Shabbos, and your chayiv skila is good enough. And the second, but if you are masre him for the wrong Melach, then you are potat, and that's why he's not. But you don't have to point out the identity of the Melach. This Tesis first starts. In the second Teres, Tesis says the way he assumed in the Kash that since by Shabbos there is a Chiluk Meloches, so pointing out the Meloch is an essential part of the Asoy, because the pointing out the nature of Moloche, whether it's Bere or Merake, is like pointing out the Maisaver. Left all the because the Chiluk Moloches is not just an arbitrary classification. There is a Loche of Chiluk Moloches. In other words, if a person was aware that it was Shabbos, but he did all the Lamed Notes Moloches, and he didn't know the Ksive is Osa, Zri is Osa, so then he's Chayev 39 Chatois. But suppose he knew the nature of the Melachas, but he thought that it was Friday, it was Sunday, so then he's Chayev only one Chatois. So there is a Haloche. So not, in other words, that the Chiluk Melachas, Lametes Melachas, is not just an arbitrary classification. You know, it can be classified. Now it's a din. It's a din of Chiluk Meloches. Because if he was Din Loche Vishigas Shabbos, then he's Chayev only one Chatos. But if it was Din Shabbos Vishigas Meloches, he's Chayev and each Meloche separately, as if it had been a separate Maisavere. So there is a aloche of chiluk meloches. So mele, since there is a aloche of chiluk meloches, as if each meloche had been a separate maizavere. In other words, if he writes on Shabbos, knowing the Shabbos, but he doesn't know that ksive is one of the meloches, and he plants on Shabbos, and because he doesn't know that planting on Shabbos is one of the Lametes Melachos, is Chayv to Chatoyes, as if he had done two Averes, as if he had eaten Chelev and Dam. So Mele, since there is a Aloche of Chiluk Melachos, so Mele, the second Loshen Teisves holds that the Masre has to point out the nature of Melachos, not just to say, this is a Melach, because this is a Melach is not enough. Now, Rashi Shidim Mechaschinuch points out, he mentions Rayas from a number of Rashis. The Mechaschinuch is in the Leisese, in Yisrei of the Sase Kamaloch. So he mentions Rayas from Rashi, that Rashi Shite is that every Masre has to mention the love. In other words, it's not enough. If somebody, let's say, is does an Avira of Chitziche, so the Masre has to mention him, Yariva Lisirzoch. Suppose he just mentions to him that the Torah says that Ritziach is Chayiv Mise, but he doesn't mention the identity of the love of the Azore. He's not Chayvis. Some mele, that I think that the second Lashon in Tesis that says that that the Masre has to point out the nature of the Av, because it's based upon that chite that in Masre in all Averes has to point out the Av. So it's not enough to say Yachai Nisei. You have to point out the nature of the Avera, the love, what love it is. So since by Shabbos there is a Chiluk Meloches, so even if he mentions the love with Sasaka Melocha, but he doesn't mention the exact nature of the Meloche, whether it's Beire or Merakeit, so it's like not mentioning the love, since there is Chiluk Meloches. But if we say like the Rambam, that a Masra doesn't even have to mention the love, the Rambam Shita is that all the Masra has to say Yachai Misi. What love it is, what difference does it make? What love it is. So Mele, why should it be important to mention the nature of the Meloche? After all, the love, the nature of the love is more basic than the nature of the Meloche. After all, the love, the Meloches come under the same love. So if it's not necessary to mention even the love, the general love that covers all the Meloches, why should it be necessary to mention the exact meloch? So in other words, so even the shite, even the first Lashon in Tesis, does not necessarily have to agree with the shite's Rambam. He could agree with the shite that shite's Rishonim, that the love has to be mentioned. But while the love has to be mentioned, that doesn't mean that the nature of the meloch has to be mentioned. But the second Lashon certainly has to hold that the Masre has to mention the love. Anyway, so we have two chances. Then we see another Chiddush in Tesis, because according to Rashi in Shabbos, Rabbe Shite is that Mishameir is Chayef Af Mishum Beira, if the Eidim were Masre Behim. And the score of Beira is Chayef. But everybody agrees that if the Eidim are Masre the Mishameir, and the score of the Raket is Chayef. But Tesis says the reverse. Says, so it's explicitly not like Rash. So Rabbi is also made that Mishum Raket is Chayef. All right. Aber misl bei vom alt shamachai veit ye shleim as zeu shmitaris har da hab mish kun kavi ab vi tsor hastes hat told the shma. Now comes the difficult,
according to the second tarot.
Yes,
it's not mishum alik boy, we don't say that svara. It's only because, as we were saying, that you have
to be no, according to the first lashon, that you don't have to mention the you don't have to mention. But if you mention the wrong Av, then he has to resolve because Malik Bey. But according to the second, that he has to mention the nature of the Av, so it's a special aloha that you have to mention the nature of the Av.
But perhaps we can say that if you tell him the tulda, even if it's the right tulda, but since this isn't one of the obvious, so we don't find this as a specific Av in the Mishkan, so he thinks the same spot of Malik Bey.
No, it's not Mistaba. I mean, why should you think? If we say that he doesn't have to mention the identity of the Meloch, so you only has to mention that Yachai Misi. So Mele, the question is, so what's wrong if he mentions the Onga? What difference does it make? This up, that up, he's Chayv Misi. So Tesis has to resort to Malik Bey. But according to the second Lashon, it's a special Aloha that the Master has to point out everything. Some Mele, since there is a Chiluk Melochas in Shabbos, it's an Afkemina Ligabe, Zdein Shabbos, Vishigas Melochas, so it's Chayef and each Melochas separately. Some Mele, we don't have to resort to Malik Bey, because there is, so it's like a separate Maisavir. So he has to mention the separate Delab. Alright, now then comes the the expression in Tesva is that he's very difficult. No matter how we explain it, it's difficult. And then there are two gersois in that part of the thesis. One gersoi is the way you have it in our text. But in most forum, the gersoi is the aid in itea mevashe in tzorech lasreisi mishmav, vim hischo told the mishum nitea chayev. Not vim hischo mishma told the chayev, but vim hischo told the mishum nitea chayev. And that is Bereva Svorim, the Maram says. And then, but Bereva Svorim, while they are not geiris, vim hischo mishma told the chayev, they are geiris, vim hischo told the mishum nitea chayev.
What's the last word? Mishum what?
Mitea. Vim hischo told the mishum nitea.
It was mitea.
Told the mishum nitea.
Oh, mitea.
Mitea, mitea, 20. Vim hischo told the mishum nitea. In our text, it's written, vim hischo mishum atol de chayev. And in Reif Svorim, the Maram says, it's written, vim hischo told the mishum nitea chayev. Told the mishum nitea chayev. But in Reif Svorim, we are geres veid. Then the Maram says that in certain Svorim, the veid doesn't, is not mentioned. And he prefers that geres. So in other words, the Maram accepts the geres like this. Veid yishleima dizeu shemitariz har lehave b'mishkin kor liav v'tzorich lehasriz hatol de bishmo. Deini teyam rashi. The veid is stricken out. They nitea mevashel in tzorch lasreise mishumav. The hischo told them shnitea chayev. He also accepts the girse, not the hischo mishumato de chayev, but the hischo told them shnitea chayev. Vafloch lechashul kagot. What's wrong with being geiris? Wait. Let's consider it. The way it's mentioned in most form, not the way it's written here, but the way it's written in most form. So, v'eid in itea mevashel in tzorch lasrisim shemav v'im hischa atolde shem itea chay. If we are geres v'eid, then it means it's a third tarts. If we are not geres v'eid, so then it's a hemshech of the second tarts. But if we are geres v'eid, then there are three tarts. I mean, what the Maram accomplishes by accepting the girse of striking out one word, v'eid, is that as a result there are two terutz in tesis. All right. So, but if we don't strike out v'eid, then there are three terutz. So let's try to read it with the v'eid and according to the girse most foreign, v'nischo told the mishnitei. The third Eretz. The first Eretz says that there is no requirement of emphasizing the identity of Noach. The second Eretz says there is, and that's the Eretz of the Gemara. Har d'av mishkan shiva some mele. That is the av, and the masre has to point out that Noach da. Then he says the third Eretz. Niteya mivashe in tzorich las reise mishema. Vim hischo told the mishum niteya ischaye. Now, the Mishnah in Klal Gadol mentions the names of all the Ovis Melachos. So let's see the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Dafayin gimo medayim. Ovis Melachos apurim chosrachas. Hazereya, niteya mentioned. Nitea is not mentioned. Zereya is mentioned. But Nitea is not mentioned. Hazereya, Vacherish, Vakeitzer, Vamameir, Vadosh, Vazere, Hadere, Hatechem, Vamrakeit, Vilosh, Vioife. So the Mishneh mentions among Lamites Melochas Zereya, not Nitea, and Eife, but not Nevash. So then there is a Gemore. Yeah. Ein Dalet am Beis. Seven. The Alosh Vaid. The seventh line from the top of the Dalet. Ein Dalet am Beis. Omar Rav Pope. Shovak Tane Didon Bishl Samonim. The Habib Mishmu. The Nakatev. Because what is the basis for all the Melachas? The fact that they existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So, in Eifer did not take place in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Mivashel, yes. Why Mivashel, yes? Because in the Mishkan you had certain samoni. So those samoni, certain materials, had to be cooked. It's like cooking chemicals. So there is an Ian of Bishel even in samoni, in chemicals also. Bishel is not limited only to food. Bishel applies even to someone. If a chemist, let's say many times, boils chemicals, materials, it's not food, you can't eat it. So it's on Shabbos, it's in Melachas Bishel. So in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, there was no Eifer, but there was Bishel. So the question is, how come that the Tana of the Mishkan, the Tana of the Mishnah, when he enumerates the Lametes Melachas, so he should mention those Melachas that exist in the Mishkan. He mentions Eifer didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So Eifer existed in connection with Mivashel existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan and all the kelim of the Mishkan, the materials of the Mishkan. So how come Omar Rav Pope Shovak Tane Didon Bishel Samon David Mishkan Vinoka Teife? So the Gemara says Tane Didon Sidura Di Pas Nokat. Sidura Di Pas Nokat. Inochanam, even though in the Mishkan, so the Meloche of Eifer didn't exist, but it existed in the form of Bishel. And what's the difference between Bishel and Eifer, you see? Now, in the English language, you have several terms. You have cooking, you have baking, you have boiling, and you also have frying, roasting, but I mean, let's forget about it. But you have the term cooking, and you have the term baking, and you have the term boiling. Cooking is a collective term, it's a general term. Cooking includes all kinds of cooking. Boiling, baking, frying, roasting, maybe steaming too, I don't know what I mean. So cooking is a general term. It's a Shem HaKel. It's a Shem HaKel. But Eife is a Shem HaPrat. It's a certain type of cooking. Baking. There's another type of cooking. Boiling, that's Bishl. That's Bishl. So, but it's very similar. It's a Dimyan Gomor. I mean, you know, as the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says there are two kinds of Dimyani. There is, because the Rambam mentions Tolde, Av, Mein Av, and Tolde. Now, Av is that Melacha that existed in the Mishnah. What is Mein Av? Mein Av is a Meloche that did not exactly exist in the Mishkan in that form, but it existed in a completely similar form. So that's a Dimyan Gomor. So that's called Mein Av. And then there is Telode. Telode means it did not exist in the Mishkan in the completely similar form, but in a form that is partly similar. That's Dimyan Ktzas. That's the lotion of the Magid Mishnah. In other words, so when the Rambam says Mein Av, it means it did not exist that Meloche in the Mishnah, but it existed in the completely similar form, B'Dimyan Gomor, and then it's Mein Av. But Tolde means it existed in the Mishkan in a partly similar form, but not in a completely similar form, a dimyun tzas. So, in the Mishkan, what existed in construction of the Mishkan? Boiling. Boiling is one form of cooking, but baking did not exist in the Mishkan. But between boiling and baking, there is a dinyan gomo. So the Gemara says, Tana didon, Omar Apope Shovak, Tana didon, Bishol Samoni, the Haba the Mishkan, the Nokateiv. Tana didon, Sidure Pasna. Now let's see the Rashi. Vinokateif, the Shayabun Lachas Amishkin Klau. Sidbura de pas shehis bay noka. Since the time of the Mishneh started to enumerate the various melochas in the order of the processing of pas, you know, how is pas processed? You know, of course, we go to the baker, we bypass. It's not such a simple thing. So in order to produce pas, so today it's after the Industrial Revolution, so there is division of labor, so it's a simple thing. But before the Industrial Revolution, it wasn't such a simple thing, you know, to go to the bakery. You don't even have to go to the bakery, you call up, and then the baker delivers. So it wasn't such a simple thing. So in order to have pass, so first you had to plow the earth, and then to adapt it for Zri. Then, after the plow, you have to make chrish. And then, after you make chrish, you had to sow. Zri. And then, after you sowed, so it took a long time until you had the crop of tvuya, let's say. Then, when after it was, you had the crop, so you had to harvest it, sow keitze. And then, you had to be namir, you have to grind sheaves, malmin alumin. And then Hadosh, you had to thresh it. And then you had to be Zera, you had to winnow it. And then you had to be Bera, you had to purify it of all the impurities in the grain. So, and then you had to mill it. And then you had to be Teche. Then you had to be Merakit. Then you had to sift the flour. And then you had to knead it, to mix it, Losh. Then you had to bake it. So in other words, If the Tan of the Mishnah had mentioned Azreya Achirish Akitzah Namer Adosh Azira Abira Atir and Amiraki Halosh Vam Vashet, so it wouldn't be, you know, in the order of the various processing stages of pas. So Mimele he mentioned Eif, and after all, but you can say just because, in order that it should correspond with the order of stages, so he mentions the wrong melocha chas v'sholem. No, the answer is, as the Magid Mishnah says, that between Eife and Mivashel, it's not a question of Avin Tolim. It's main up, but in the Mishkan, what kind of cooking existed in the Mishkan? Boiling. So, all right, so you have boiling, you have boiling, you have baking, you have frying, you have roasting, you have all kinds of cooking. But it's made up. And since this will fit the order of the stages of the pasta and the pasta, there's nothing wrong. But if we say it's not a dimyun gomor, then it's a little difficult. I'm not saying it's very difficult, but it's a little difficult in order to fit the order of the stages of processing. So, animations in Loche, a tolde, and omits the act. If it's main ab, we understand. But if it's only itelode, it's a little difficult. Anyway, so this is what Gemara says. Now, the same thing is true of Zereya versus Niteya. Zereya versus. Now, let's see another Gemara. Before we go to the stasis, the Nishabas, the Chayim Gimel on the base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Omar Ravach, the ninth line from the top of the Omid, the Chayim Gimel on the base. Omar Avache, Omar Afriye, Barashe, Omar Avame, Zeyme Chayev Mishem Niteya. The Niteya, so Zeyma means pruning, you know, when you pluck out the bad twigs that are detrimental for the plant, or the bad things in the plant, and that promotes the growth better. As long as you don't prune it, that's called pruning. So if somebody prunes on Shabbos, he's hired because of the tolde of Niteya. The Niteya, and somebody plants, the Amavir Markif. Markif means when you engraft, you know, one on top of the other. Markif is the same thing. Chayev Mishim Zareya. So Mishim Zareya, Mishim Niteya, on the contrary, you see, Mavrich or Markif is closer to Niteya than to Zareya. Zareya, you know, has reference, relates, you know, to Zroim, and Niteya to plants, and Mavrich or Markif also to plants, you know, but something that grows on a tree. So how can we say that Mavrich or Markif, which is closer to Niteya than to Zareya, is Chayev Mishim Zareya? So Mishim Zareya Ein, Mishim Niteya Lei, Ein Af Mishim Zareya. So Rashi says, Zein Chayev Mishim Toldes Niteya, the Litzmucha of it. In other words, that Zein, one who prunes, is a Tolde of Niteya. Why is it Tolde of Zareya? Because what's the nature of Niteya, what's the purpose of Niteya? To promote growth, and by plucking out the bad, the detrimental twigs, so you also promote growth. So it has a dimion to Niteya. V'Niteya gufe v'chim avrich omar kiv chayiv mishum zareya. Kaleimar inu name zareya heim. Ze'av bizroyim v'ze'av bilonis. So Rashi distinguishes between pruning and Niteya. Pruning is a tolde. It's a tolde of Zareya and of Niteya, because it promotes growth. But Niteya is more than a tolde of Zareya. It is mamish, it is main av. But except that Zareya is the av and Zroyim, and Niteya is the av in Ilonis. But the same thing, in other words, the relationship between Zareya and Niteya is the analogous to the relationship between Mivashel and Eiv. It's Mivashel and Eiv. The same thing. That's Rashi Shita. Let's see the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos. Rambam Perek Ches Milcha Shabbos Halacha Bei says as follows: Hazereya Kol Shehu Chay Hazemir Esoilon Kidei Sheyitzmach Harei Zemein Zereya, not Tolde of Zereya. Ava Hamash Ketzmochim Bilonis Bishabbos Harei Zetil Bezereya V'Chay V'Chol. So where is Rashi equates only Niteya Zereya, but Zemir is only Tolde of Zareya and Niteya? The Rambam Shita is that not only Zareya, the Niteya is main av of Zareya, but even Zemir is main av of Zareya. But Hamashkitz Mochin, you know, to water to pour water on grass, you know, on plants, that also promotes growth. So that is it all. Aber amashkets mochen bilonis bishabes harize tilde zereya v'chaye v'chaushi. Now that's in Pirik Ches halacha beis, and then the Rambam in Pirik Zayin halacha aleph. So he mentions the whole Mishnah, the list of one test melachos. Melachos chayavim eskile v'koras b'meizin yikom machatz b'shkogo me'en novis u'me'en tilovis u'mi'en kolovis melachos aboyin chosarachas v'ilein hachrishe hazriya tziro imor adishe. So he mentions zriya and he mentions hafiyah. Doesn't mention Itaya and he doesn't mention Bishu. But then in Halacha Beis he says Kolila Amloches V'chol Shehu Minyonon Hina Mikroi Moves Meloches. What do you mean V'chol Shehu Minyonon? It means not only Zereya and Itaya Zemeya, that's when it's completely Meya. So Hina Mikroi Moves Meloches Keitzad Kesa to in Yonon, Echo da Hire, She Achefe, or Isachrit, Hariz Abmeloch, She Kolachas, the Achas men, Hvira, Bikarka, Bin Echadu, Vichina, Halochagimu, Vichina, Zerea Zroim, We are Nitea Ilonis, We are Mavri Hilonis, We are Marki for Yazemea, Kolelu Ab Echodhein, Miovis Meloches, Vin Echadu, She Kol Achas Mihen, Litzamea Dover Misra. So that's Meinar. But so he mentions that in Perik Zayin, Halacha Gimur, and in Perik Ches, Halacha Beis. But in Perik Ches, Halacha Beis says, Avramashke Tzmochen Vilonis Bishabes, Hariz Etilde Zerea Vechai Vecholchim. Why isn't that? After all, he explains Zerea Nitea Mavrich Market, that's all Meinar, because it's one Tachlis. Tachlis is promote both, and then to water Zroim is also the Tachlis is to promote growth. So the Magnishne explains it. So he said, in Halacha Dalet, in Halacha Dalet, Ram says, V'chin ha-keitza t'vuo, i-kitni yesu, ya-bitzer ha-novim, o ya-geid ha-tmorim, o ya-meisik zeitzim, o ya-retenim, kolei la-ab meloch ha-chasem, she-kolachas mehen la-akadovo mi-gidulov mischavim, Valdazu Shoroves. So the Magnishne says, Vidash, Kavonas Rabbeinu he, Shekol Melochem, Shehidein Leab Bedim Yengomo, Eila Elo Shechluko Mimenu, Beichus Hapulo, Oi Beichus Hanifal, Hareza Afkimeiso, Aval Hadloche Hadeinelo, Bimiksa Zuya Nikotelon. In other words, if something is deemed to the meloche that existed in Mishkan, Bidimian Gomu, but it differs in the nature of the object. So let's say, so what's the difference between Keitzer, Tvuo, or Beitzer Anon? Same thing, but one relates to Tvuo, one relates to another. So it's Bidimian Gomu, but there is Chluko, Beichus Hanifa. So that's Meina. But then the question is, we understand as to why Zereya Niteya or Keitzer Tvuo and Beitzer Anovim Gidat Morim Meisik Zeisim Iretenim is Meimloch, because it's the same act, Mama is the same act, except the object is different. In one it is grain, in one it is grapes, in one it is olives, and the other one it is figs. So that's not important. But the nature of the act is the same. But according to the Rambam, so not only Zereya and Niteya are Meinav. So Zereya and Niteya is the same act, except one is Roim and one is in trees, but it's the same act. But according to the Rambam, Zemir and Zereya, Zemir and Niteya are also Meinav. There it's a different kind of act. Because when you do an act of Zriya, you put in something in there. When you prune twigs, so then you do the reverse. You take out from the earth. Not that you put in something. So there is a difference. Rashi says that Zereya Niteya is the same loch. It's main up. Mashein ki zeb zroin di zeb ilonis. But Zemir and Niteya is different. It's at all because there is a chiluk in the nature of the act. But that's Rashi shite. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference. As long as there is a dimyan gomo, even though it's not the same objects are light, but and it's not the same kind of act. One act consists in putting something in the earth. Let's say Zereya and Niteya. And the other act consists in taking out from the earth. Just the reverse. But the tachlis is the same in the full way. The tachlis is the same in the full way. Because plucking out the fundamental twigs is as indispensable for the growth of the plant as putting in a seed and a branch in the earth. Just as indispensable. Okay, watering soil, so there it's not as important. You know, without pruning it couldn't grow, but without watering it could grow, but it wouldn't grow so well. In other words, if you want to improve the growth, it should promote the growth, you have to water the zroim. But it will grow anyway, you know. Sometimes zroim will grow even if you neglect it and you never water it. But it will not grow well. Some mele, it's not a dimyan gomo, it's a dimyan ktsas. If it's a dimyan ktsas, so then it's a telode, it's not meina. Now again, the lotion of the Magnishni is Vidashik Avonis Rabbeini Shekom Locha Shidin Laabedim Yingomo El Shechlukum Menu Beichus Hapulo Oy Beichus Hanifal Harizeaf Kimeiso Avom Locha Adin Lobi Mixas Zui Anikristelodo Vamoshu Beze Akeitzer Rabbeini Shein Dim Yingomo El Shechlukim Anifolim Vichin Azreya Vaniteya Vichin Achirish Vachifer Shein Chluke Eichus Hapulo אבל הם בדמיין גמור, עליהם אמרו כולו מלך האחסי, שאם בונו לחלק בהם נחלד מן הזרועים גם כן, ומן הכלים אשר יעשה בהם וחייצה בזה, if one were to make a distinction between one object and the other, so then we should say that since the Mishkan Tefira did not take place, let's say, in the same objects as it takes place today, so when you sew a pair of pants, so then it's only the Lord. Nobody. It doesn't make any difference. It's a dimyan gomo. Avo bishayin shom eloktsaz dimyan kim amchatech es hayarek shen yedim leitchine. Tchine means milling flour, grinding wheat. That's the av. That's the av. But if somebody, let's say, is mechatech hayarek into small pieces, even though he doesn't turn it into a powder, the way you do it, when you grind wheat, then you convert it into a flour, you know, into powder. But you just take a vegetable and you slice it into small pieces, so it'll be adapted for eating, you know. So then it's a tolde of keitza. So that's not a dimyan gomo, that's a dimyan ktsas. כינה אלפצז דימי כינה מחתך הסיירת שנדימו את תחינה רק ביוסיס מגוף אחד גופים רבים אף על פי שהתחינה משנה הגוף הראשון לגמרי ואין הכי תוך כי זו יתולודה ועקש זו ניתן לכולו. Alright, now, but let's see now the Gemara. In Shabbos, that I in Gimel Med Beis. Omer Afkane, again, Zeme v'tzorech leitzim chayv shtayim, achas mishum keitza v'achas mishum neteya. So Rashi says that Zeme is a tolde of neteya, whereas the Rambam Shit is that Zeme is me'inav. Let's see Rabban Hananel on that Gemore. Rabban Hananel is mechadesh on that Gemore that there is a tolda and there is a tolda de tolda. So Rav Nachman here on the margin, he says, Hazimir Amrino Mishmidra, Hazimir Chayim Mishmidra, Vanitea, Vamavre, Vamarkif, Chayim Mishmidra. Shmaino Menei, Midimekim, Amavre, Vamarkif, Mishmidra, Viaf Mishmidra, the Yesh Tolda Litolda. So in other words, in the Mishkan, Sri existed. Nitea did not exist. Some Mele, it's not even main Av. It's a Tolda. But then Mavrich Markiv and Zemeir is a tolde of Nitea, and Nitea itself is a tolde of Zeraya. That's Rav Nachman's shite. Rav Nachman's shite is different than Rambam and Rashi. Rambam and Rashi have the same shite on the whole. In other words, that there is such a thing as Meinav and there is such a thing as Tolde, but. And Meinav means Dimyan Gomor, and Tolode means that Dimyan Tzas. Rashi and the Rambam agree. But according to Rashi, Dimyan Gomor means when it's the same kind of act. Like Zriyan, the same kind of act, you put something in the earth. But except one is in Zroim, one is in Lonis. So that's considered Dimyan Gomor. But pruning and Niteya, pruning and Zreya, is a different kind of act. In one act, you put in something in the earth. In the other one, you do just the reverse. You take out from the earth. But the purpose is mamish the same. It's indispensable for growth. So according to the Rambam, that also makes it meinav. According to Rashi, that is only mitzvah. And Rav Nachman's shita is a third shita. That even niteya is a tolde. Tolde, the niteya is a tolode of Zeraya and Mavrich Markiv and Zemeir is a told of Neteya. So Mele, there is a told and there is a tolode of Itolode. Now, what about the thesis?
What does the Ben Chanan hold by Mevashel and Oifer?
One second, we'll come to it. Chab Chanan probably doesn't discuss it, but I think that according to Chab Chanan, so the Av is the Av is Mevashe, because that exists in the Mishnah, Mevashel Samonim, and Oife is it all. So why does the Mishnah mention it? So it's a little difficult. Alright, but that's Ramachan. Now let's see the way, let's consider the taste verse, the way it's written most of that the Maram rejects. The aid the Nitea Mivashe in Tzorich Las Reise Mishmal Vim Hischa Telode Mishum Nitea Ischai. So it means Vim Hischa Telode Mishum Nitea Ischai. So Maram explains it in Hischa Mavrich Omarki Voi Oi Zemer Mishum Nitea So Ischai. So Ischai. So what does it mean? If we are geres vei, the niteya mivashe, in tzorich lasreis mishmat, in hischo mishmat, why don't we look into the Maram? It's a very long Maram. And the Maram is a very big balmazim. The Mashor is difficult, but the Maram puts everything in one's mouth. So why should I explain it? I'm not such a balmazim as the Maram. Veid Nitea Mevashel in Tzorach Asas and Shema Vim Hischo Tolde Mishmetea Chaya Vichein Huga Bisforim Shenit Vesum Chodesh Vihine Nemru Dvorim Rabim Bibeo Divre Ateis Salom Diyesh Miforshim Divre Ateis Vesoch Veid Yishleima Adol Motzel Lishnuye Linafkemine Linyan Asroi Rotzaleima Shikol Mishin Tzor. But what was Teis Kashi? Teis Kashi is Amayik Rav, Amayik Hatolode. So the Gemara gives it to us how to have a Mishkan Chshive Kole Rav, and a Mishkan Chshive Kole Rav. So Teisvus Kashi is, why does the Gemara say, and Nav is that Meloche, and the score of which you have to give the Asroi of the Telode. So one Teretz and Teisvus is, no, there is no such Aloche that you have to be Masre, and the Telode and the score of that. But if you are Masre and the score of the wrong Gav, so then is Malik. The second Teres is, no, you have to be master on the score of the Av. So why doesn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara says it. That's what the Gemara means. Then the Gemara Tosfos gives a third Teretz. So if we are Geres Vei, so it's something different than the second Teretz. If it's something different than the second Teretz, then it means, so let's see now. והנה נמרו דברים רם בידל ויש מפורשים דעתי זוכר והייתי שלם עד למוצר לשנו ידינת כמין אלין אסרוי רוצה לומר שכל מי שאין צורך לאסרי זה משום דבר אחר סובו זה נקרא אב וכל מי שצורך לאסרי זה משום דבר אחר נקרא תלעוד את זה פוסטי הסקש וזה הנה דוניתי המבשל אין צורך לאסרי זה משום אב דיין נתריע משום זריע סלדו יצדס לפשט Tesis, so that means the Tesis is saying that the Av is a Reya, the Av is Mevash, and not Eife, Eife is not the Av, and the Av is really Eif, and the Av is really Zareya, as the Mishnah mentions. Vafil hocha lichoshev lemeferik al godl, b'minyan oves melochis. In the inyan oves melochis. Hoyel, the hoyel d'lichashvinon shmamen odeinen oves. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention El in Kishmame Lodatil Atilodes in its Rikhan Las Reisa Mishmav. Las Reisa Mishmav. Because if you are going to say, why does the Mishnah mention others? And the reason is, because those melochas that the Mishnah mentions, it means you have to point out that melocha by the master, to the one who does the aveira. Some melee, that means that you have to point out the melocha of Eife. But Eife didn't even exist in the Mishnah. Because Eife did not exist in the Mishkan, and still the Mishnah mentions it among the Oves. And if you say that Av is called that you have to mention in the Asroye, so that means that you don't have to mention Mivashel. Mivashel exists in the Mishkan, and the Masre mentions Eife, but it didn't exist in the Mishkan. So how can you say that the Mishnah calls a certain Loches Av because you have to mention it in the Asroye? But the Mishnah mentions Eife, and the Eife did not exist in the Mishkan, and still you can mention it in the Asroi, and it will be Chayev Mise. So it's a Raya like the first Teretz. That the Gemara in Tafkuf from Tres doesn't mean that you always have to mention the Av. The old Gemara says if you mention the wrong Av, then it's no Asroi, Malik. But you don't have to mention the Av, because here the Mishnah mentions Eife. That means that if you mention to the one who bakes, the melacha of Eife is chayev, even though you don't mention the Av of Mevashel. So it's a raya to the first Teretz. That's what it means. So he says, "Im kishmamen od afel tolodes in tzrichen asreis in shemot." So actually, it's a supplement to the first Teretz. וזה הפירו שאפשר יאשר, דין כן תקשר היהיד משם, דין משמע שום שצורך להסריס, אתה לא יודע משמע, ועל כוחו גם בתירו זה צורך לפרש, היהיד משמע, כמו שפרשתי בתירו סורישן, דהוך הפירו שמשום מי מסרם באישו חי, אם כן הנה תירו סורישן, ומי ואידי כמה. my way to come and the fee to come we retain the day no name day the till sache el shbol a khir khatir solution it's all as a tradition now it's really supplement to the first eret vim ke shbol a khir khatir solution so as a tradition now vim ke akor tsrikh ne forish aid im shama klalil din so then tesa should have mentioned the way after the first eret. Why does he mention the way after the second test? So it's not smooth. And then, so, Dinkin Hoyle Matis is because I taketh me yad, Achatar Solution, to Hoyle M. Lahafsi Bitteris Hashemi. So, how is it the Teres Hashemi intervenes between the first test and the second test? Shemtari Shezel Mashemtari Lor Adam Bishop Shivet. Wait. If you pay with them, it's story lima, the Mivasho, the Tevea, the Nitea, in and of us. So then we'll have to say that Mivasho, the Nitea, in and of us, Vizene, the Hadmian, the Shapir, Shom, the Philical Godel, Tinso, the Adarabe, Mivasho, Ikarav, the Hubishal Samonim, the Vemishkin, the Shatane, the Tonishomei, the Tonivasho, which must do the Pasmon. Kidisa, that is very strong cash. Hugo Bidibra Kisha Bekan, the Misra told him Shuntea Chayev, the Rosalim Amarke for Mavri Chayev, Miss Shuntea Chayev, Netea Lab, of Peru Zei, Efshalikris came to the Vatisha Bekan. The Yesh rates him before Shatez was came, the Rosalim Abedish Lima, the only target is not Kiminoli Asroye, the Rosalim, the whole Mishitzor Lasris, the Varacha Bishme Hoshla Tanek Av, Shari Netea Mevashil, in Hisra. Hatolde deine Mavrich und Markov in der Chayev, wafil hochel die Choshek und wafil kol Godel, und kach lekeli schnuye die Nafkimin li Asroye. There is another Pshat in Teis, Teis, was he's saying, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz. Hach, die Zorich la Hasre is bishmo. Habab. So then, it will turn out that the Mavrich und Markov, so, is the told of Nitea, that's what the Gemara says. So Mavrich and Markiv has to be Masre Mishum Nitea, and that we couldn't say. That we still say, Vim Kain, Gam Ratez, the Rotzag Moritas game, the Nachmini Asroy, Mishum Dashkechon, the Lichoshin, and Vashel, the Nitea, the Ferro Godel. If Av is called that Meloche, that you have to mention in the Asroye, so then by Mavrich and Markiv you have to mention Nitea. So the Mishnah should mention Nitea, and the Mishnah doesn't mention Nitea. So Mimele we couldn't say, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz, Hach Nitzorich Lahasreis, Hatold the Bishmo Hava. So then you would have to be Masra, the Mavrich and Markiv, Mishim Neteya, so the Mishnah should mention Neteya, and the Mishnah doesn't mention Neteya. Ella Alkochel, Pirus, they have a Tamish and the Vashu, Ikerada, the Mishkin, the Chemiteya, Vim King Kamratis, the Rotzag Moritaris came, the Nafkin Elia Sroim, Mishim Dashkron, the Hoshim, the Vashu, the Neteya, the Kangodo, in King Gamatirus, the Mishamig More, hard have the Mishkin Shi, they call the Alfred Dagodo, Namulis Yashi. So then it is difficult. Monifja, you say, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz. Hach, the Tzorich, has the Satolto Bishmo. Hava, so. We, according to that, so Mavrich Markiv, you have to be the Masre Bishem Nitea. So then the Mishne should mention Nitea, and the Mishne does not mention Nitea. So then it's a kash against the Gemara Steres. The Gemara says, Hard Ave Mishkin Chshive Koliav. So that means that you have to mention the name of Nitea for a Mavrich Markiv. And the Mishne mentions Reya. So it's his theory. But if we'll say, so Mele, he rejects that pshat also. Ve'oid, de'in ze kushe klal madlo yichoshev lu v'fer klal godol. Sha'ai kushe zu hikshe shom bigmore v'fer klal godol. V'tirtzu. Oy sod hoche is osom. Oma rafop esho v'ktanen mastis un bishlo samonim da ve mishkim noket eife un shane tanen don stu pas no karanishom. But that we can be miyashiv, that pshat we can be miyashiv. If we say the taste of shite is like the Rambam, not like Rambam is difficult. But if we say the taste of shite is like the Rambam, don't have to say like the Rambam, like Rash. Rambam mentions a big chiddush that even Zemer is meina. But Rashi doesn't go so far. Rashi shite is niteya is meina v'zereya. But Zemer not. Why? Because according to the Magid Mishnah Slomdes, but only when there is a dinyan gomor in the nature of the act. So Mimele is Reya and Niteya, so in the nature of the act there is a dinyan gomor, except it's a different object. So it's like Kesa Tvue and Beitzeranovim. It's Mamish the same. But Zeimer, when it's a different act, even though the purpose is mamma the same, so that's already clear. So between Bishl and Eife is like the difference between Ketzat Vuyens and Beitzaranovim. Is the difference and the same thing is true of Zerea Niteya, Zebizroim, Zebentias. So Mele, it's mamma the same up, except that in the Mishkan it existed in a different object. What difference does it make? Whether it existed in Tvuya or it existed in grapes or in dates or in figs or in olives. So what difference does it make? Whether it existed in Zroim or it existed in trees. Whether it existed in the form of cooking, of boiling, or in the form of cooking, of baking. What difference? It's the same act of cooking. The same act of cooking, except in boiling, you cook it in water. In baking, you cook it without water. But it's mamish the same. It's mamish the same. So Mele, we can explain that tasteless according to that pshat. The eight, the niteya mevashel in tzorich lasteis in mishmav, the hischo mishmat lodi ischayev. In other words, the Gemara couldn't give the teretz. Hach titzorich laasris hamelocha bishmo haveliav. The hach the tzrichim laasris hatelode. The in tzrichim laasris hatelode bishmo korale telode. He couldn't say that because if the Gemara would give the teretz, so then it would mean that. Niteya and Mivashel, Niteya and Mivashel, once again, then it would mean that Eife and that Eife and Niteya are not of us, but they are of us, even though they didn't exist in the Mishkan. So the main thing, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. But sometimes a certain meloche existed in the Mishkan, in the mamish in the same way, and sometimes it existed in the Mishkan, b'dim yin gomor, in another object. So that's part and parcel of the terrace of the Gemara. Hard to have a Mishkan chshive, korale hab, v'hach to have a Mishkan chshive, is korale lode. So then it's good as to why Tasteless mentioned it after the second teretz, because it's really like a supplement to the second teretz. Because according to the first teretz, there is no aloha that you have to point out the av when somebody does it a lot. According to the second teretz, you have to mention the av when somebody does it a lot. So mainly if somebody will be mavrich or markit, according to the second teretz, and the third teretz, which is a supplement to the second teretz, you have to mention that. Which up? You can mention Zereya and you can mention Niteya. Because Zereya and Niteya are mamish the same. Mamish the same. So Mele, if somebody, so the eight Niteya Mevashel, you can call it a third teretz, but it's really a supplement to the second teretz. In other words, there are two teretz. One teretz is that you don't have to mention the av when somebody does it a lot. You don't have to mention the av. The second teretz is you do have to mention. But then why doesn't the Gemara say that? Hach b'tzorich lahasris b'shmo le she is at a lot of korali av. V'ze she eini tzorich lahasris b'shmo le she is at a lot of korali talode. So that's because the Gemara gives the same teretz. The Gemara says, how do I have a mishkuch shive korali av? But having mishkin doesn't mean that gemamish be mishkin in the exact object. It hard having mishkin be dim in gomo is havel yav. So me mele, zereya is an av, neteya is an av, me vashel is an av, and eif is an av. True in the mishkin what existed, me vashel existed. Eif did not exist, but what difference did it make? So in the mishkin there was ksive. But there was no ksiva with a fountain pen, with a ball pen, so because of that it didn't exist in the Mishkan, whatever it may. Whether you write with a pencil, with a fountain pen, this kind of a pen, that kind of a pen, it's a dinyan gamo. It's a dinyan gamo. So mele, the main criterion is the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. The dinyan gamo doesn't have to exist in the Mishkan. Mamish is the same way. In the Mishkan, a fountain pen was not used. So, in the Mishkan, so Bishel was done. All right. And they said, Samam is the same thing. So it's hard to have a Mishkan. So, when somebody is Mavrich or Markiv, so as the Gemara says, Chayev af Mishum Zereya. And needless to mention to the Niteya, because it's closer, Mavrich or Markiv is closer to Niteya than to Zereya. But it's Zereya Niteya, it's Hanach. It's Hanach. Like Keitz HaTvoye and Beitz HaRanovim. So Mimele, Teisves in the Beit Teretz, says that actually, like the second Teretz, that there is a requirement that when somebody does a Meloche, it does a Meloche, you have to point out the nature of the Av. If he does the Av itself, you have to point out this is the Av. If he does the telode, you have to say this is a telode of that meloche which is the Av. But then, why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz? Why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz? Hach the Hatzorich lehasri says the telode bishmo have le Av. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Hach the have a mishkin chshive kor le Av. Hach the loy have a mishkin kor le telode. So, what is have a mishkin? Either it mamish existed in the mishkin in the exact way, or it existed be mishkin, not in this exact way, but the dimyan gamo. So that's a very good teretz, I think. Veid niteya mevashel in tzorich la'asreis mishumav v'im hisra. So what does it mean? In tzorich niteya mevashel in tzorich la'asreis mishumav. In other words, when somebody is in niteya, you don't have to be masrim, you are chayev mishum zareh. You can tell him, Yachayv Mishum Niteya. But you have to be Masra Da'av. Niteya is also enough. It's a Dinyan Gomo. Veid Niteya Mevashel in Tzorech Lasreis in Mishumav. In other words, the Niteya and the Mevashel, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him you are Chayv. You have to mention Adam Eloche, that is Av. You can mention the same Eloche, because that is main Av. It's Hain Ha'av. V'im Yisro told them Mishum Niteya, and suppose somebody is Mavrich and Markiv, and that, so Teis and Shite is like Rashi, not like the Rambam. So Mavrich and Markiv is he told of Niteya, because Mavrich and Markiv is not the Mingamo. Not only Zemer is not the Mingamo, but even Mavrich and Markiv is not the Mingamo, Mavrich and Markiv. So then, in Yisro, I told them, Mavrich Omarki, Mishum Niteya Yischayev, even though Niteya did not exist Mamish in the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan with Dimyan Gomo, so Yischayev. V'afil hochel yichoshel yifleich al-godol. So then you'll ask, but if it's an av, how is it that it's not mentioned? It's not mentioned because the Mishnah doesn't mention all kinds of forms of av. The Mishnah doesn't mention keitzer, beitzer, geiger, meitzer. It's ein av. So the Mishnah mentions zereya, and mimele doesn't happen to mention itea. Why does the Mishnah prefer zereya to itea? Because it corresponds with the order of the stages of the processing of bread. It's very good. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, this pshat. Once we assume the taste of shite is not like the rach, you see, the reason is why the Maram rejects it, because he assumed the taste of shite is like the rach, but taste of shite is not like the rach. Anyway, so that's one pshat. Now let's see how the Maram explains it when he rejects the girsel way.
Even with this pshat, it still is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, of course, the lashon is a little difficult. Yeah, all right. I agree. According to all the pshat, it's a little difficult. It's not smooth. And according to Maram, it's certainly not smooth. Avo emes who the enrolled igreset. We are not geresait. The hakel utirzacht. Vadlilkoi, the mishane, shezeumash and the tarets, hard having mishkunchive. The chemotosibites is a shame. Ksubim al clap, shall ho you cos of shambi divratases veit. The imkain hakel tirzacht. That to truth. According to the way we said, you can call it three terutzim, but actually the third teretz is a supplement to the second teretz. So he says, but he is not geres.
Whoa.
Wait. Ve'ed m'chem otzosi b'teisi yishenim, k'subim al klav shalo yikosu sham b'divateisi ve'ed. Ve'im ken hakel teretzecho, u'perish ha'teis v'skachu, she'koy ad lirmenei, she'tirei she'zeu she'mitaretz ha'gmoreh. How do I have a Mishkin Shiva Vitzorik Lahasris at Tolde Bishmo? Otsolim Akolam Loche Shoye Bimishkan. Afel Gavli Tonel Bimian Ovid Ferik Al Godel. Afel Hoche Tzorik Lahasris at Tolde Bishmo. Kide Ashkechon. Di Nitea Vizerea. Im Hisrat Lode. Malki Fumavir Bishmon Chaye. Afel Gavli Choshon Ferik Al Godel. Vihodi Kosva Teisves. Lishne Di Eved. Im Hisrat Tolde Mishmitea. Why is it only Loshin Ebet? It's like a trilla, he has to be Masre, told him Shantea, Mishim Duhi, Mishim Dadinu, Dim Hisru, Mavrich, Markish, Imzare, and Amechai, Kiddi, so some very called Godel Kalil. So, even according to Maram's Pshat, in final analysis, it is very similar, except that the Maram, which strikes out the term V'eid, and I say that you don't have to strike it out, but it's Mamish. The bottom line is the same kind of shot. The hutzchocho hateses lichtif kol ze mishnu fishnu yeze the mishana hateses the zeo shemitari tzar da habi mishkuchsive vitzorot hasres hatol bishmol yisyashein lomolo lagmolo min katar da habi mishkuchsive lahab lagmolo neymar ol rablezer amai kolole avnaf kemine shetzorot has hatol bishmol vishuloi vilomet to lagmolo mishkuchsive kachkoma hateses. Mishmoche kamra gmore, har davi mishkin leima, tichol meloches davi mishkin, afal pidol yichoshel yifler kol godl, afal hoche tzorich lahaschis, hatoldes bishmo, kegeniteya mevashel, vahayne mashisim ateisen temrash. So whether we are geres it or not, in final analysis is the same shot. In other words, it's a supplement to the second eyes.
Some people say it's a supplement to the first teretz.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, but that he rejects. That's very difficult. Now, the next thesis is also very complicated. Hoche Galsim, Hach de Hache Gmishken Chshive Korol Yav. how the Lehaber Mishkan, Shiva, what's the girl's in our Gemara? How the Haber Mishkan Shiva, call it up. How the Lehaber Mishkan Shiva, call it up. How the Haber Mishkan Shiva, call it up. How the Lehaber Mishkan Shiva, call it up. Ulfi, how girl say, Boya la fuke kamon loches, Shaloyach Shuvim, Bohoyo be Mishkan. He told us name of the lawyer of his melachis. So according to that girl say, even a melache that was a mishkan, if it wasn't choshuv, so mimele is it loaded, even if it existed in the mishkan. But if it's not choshuv, but so in other words, it has to be choshuv also, but it has to be exist in the mishkan too. So in other words, there are two prerequisites. To exist in the Mishkan and the Choshev. That's how it is. How do we know that Meloches that existed in the Mishkan, if they are not Choshev, some Mele, they're not enough? Kida Amrinu Ferek Bametemi. Hey, Melo Akroshim Mikarkala Gole, Dai Nachnose, Umeishi Bidyute Achas. What the Aloche of Hachnose means when somebody is Meitzi. Let's say the Mishnah in Shabbos. The only stands in Bachutz, and the Balabais, and the only gives something to the Balabais. I mean, how is it the only gives something to the Balabais, and the Balabais gives the only? But suppose the Balabais gives him a $10 bill, and the Balabais doesn't want to give him $10, so he asks him for $5 change. So then the Oni stretches out his hand, he stands outside in the Rishus Rabbi, and there's the $5 bill, and he gives it and he puts it in the Balabais' hand, and the Balabais doesn't do a thing. He's completely passive, the Balabais, and then the Oni puts it in his hand inside. That's Machnis Mirshus Rabbi. Hitzoye is called when the Balabais stretches out his hand and he puts the $10 bill or the $5 bill in the hand of the Oni. That's Meitzi. And the Achnose means Machnis Mishus Rab Mishus Ayach. So that's one Meloche. Then there is a Meloche of Meishit Mishus Ayochid Rishus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabim Bidyut Achas. So then there is a difference between Yuta Achas and Shtei Yutis. Yuta Achas means, let's say, suppose, here is the Rishus Ayochit. Here is the Rishus Ayochit, and here is the Rishus Rabbi. Here is the Rishus Rabbi. Rishus Rabbi. Here there is another Rishus Ayochit. Suppose you have two porches. Here is one porch. Here is one porch. And then there is another porch. One person stands here on this porch and he stretches out over the Rishus Rabbim. The Rishus Rabbim runs that way. Between this porch, this house, and this house, there is a Rishus Rabbim. And the person stands on this porch, on the veranda, on this porch, and he's meishit to the other person. The other person, especially him, across the Rishus Rabbim, but b'diyut achas. They say, yeah, that's right.
Not across the
Rishus. Not across.
Along the same one.
Along the same one. But the Rishus Rabbim passes here. So that's Yutachas. So then he's high. Suppose the Rishus Rabbim, he crosses, there's a building here, and he crosses along the width of the Rishus Rabbim. So then, if he stretches it out along the length of the Rishus Rabbim, there's Yutachas. But if he stretches it out along the width of the Rishus Rabbim, from one street to the other. Well, he has to have pretty long hands, you know, to do it.
Or a beam.
What?
Or a beam.
Yeah, all right, a beam, that's right, a beam. Yeah, very simple, a very long beam, it's very simple. So from one side of the street to the other side of the street. So anyway, briefly, Bidyute Achas means if he stretches it out along the length of the Rishus Rabbim. And Shteyutis means across the width of the Rishus Rabbim. So the halacha is, it's not his svara, that's Gzeiras HaKosuv, that Meishit Mirshus HaYochid derech Rishus Rabin b'tyuta achas Yisrael, and Rishus Yochel, Rishus Yochel derech b'shtei yutes is poter. Why? Because kach hoya avidas hamishkan b'levin. So they had the agoles. So you had the agoles. One agole was placed that way, and the other agole was placed that way. And then the levim used to be meishit kroshim. Kroshim. Vidyut achas. So that's the way it existed in the Mishkan. Vidyut achas. So maybe it's higher. But the shteidyutas, it wasn't done by the because the agoles were set up this way, you see, along the length of the Rishus Rabin, not across from each other. So Mimele, he's only high with Yudach. So Teisu says, Hocher Asinon, Hard have the Mishkan Kshivi Kol Yav, Hard we have Mishkan Kshivi Kol Yav, Lode, Ufi Hard Yosef Boi Lafu Kekam Loches, Shalo Yoch Shuvim, Vohoyu Bimishkan, Detail the Sninu, Veloy of his Loches, Kamlin Ferber attaining, Heim Helo Akoshi Mikar Kala Gole, Dain Achnos. Now, again, here, it depends upon the pshat and the Gemara Nazirik, but there is a machlekes between Rambam and Tesis. According to the Pashtus Halosh in the Gemara Nazirik, so he tsoye said zehi melu akroshim mikakla goledain achnose. So that's achnose. That means machnis mishus rabbi mishus ayochid, and then meishit mishus ayochid lishus ayochid derech mishus rabbi bidyut achas. So the Amrinon before maintaining Hey Mela Koshin Akaka Gola Dainachnose U Meshit Bidyutachas. So that's not enough, even though it exists in the Mishkan, because it's not Khosh. It's not Khosh. We have to understand why is it so Khoshiv and Achnose not Khosh. Now let's see the Gemara, just briefly, the Gemara Nazirik. Oh, now let's turn to the Gemara in Shabbos. That's how the Gemara made all of the Mishnah. Hazeret Mishus Ayochid Lishus Rabin. Mishus Rabin Lishus Ayochid Chayet. Mishus Ayochid Lishus Ayochid Lishus Rabin Beemtza. Not Meishit, but Zeret Rabbi Akiva Mechayet, because Rabbi Akiva holds Klutuk in Mishun Chadam Yeh. So Memele, if somebody is a Zeret, Mishus Ayochid Lishus Ayochid Lishus Rabin, it's considered as if the ball, let's say, stopped in the air for a moment, and then it moved again to the other Yisayochid. So so Yisrael. So Hazirik, because Kutka Mishun Chadamye, Vechachomim Petri, Keitzat, Shteik Zostroi, Zukineged Zubishus Rabim, Hameishit Vazirik Mizula Zub Potter, Hoyo Shteim Bidyut Achas, Hameishit Chai Vazirik Potter, Shekach Hoyso Avedis Alevim, Shtei Agoli Zuach Azubishus Rabim, Mishitim Akroshim Mizula Zuav Loizeh. Then the Gemara says, Merdes Rike told the Itzoi, Itzoi Gufei Chaksive, Omer Rabbi Yechon in the Makrov, I tzav Meishe, I aviru kill me machne, Meishe Yechon Avi Yosef, machne Levie, U machne Levie, Rishus Rab Mavai, Havoi, Vikoma Lul Yisroel, Itafiku, Viteisem, Rishus Ayochet, Bitzchul, Rishus Rab, U Maidi, Bishabes Koye, Dilum, Bechil Koye, U Mishim, Mishlim, Lochet, Kedachsib, Am Lochet, Yisadayom, גם עבור עבור ממקיפורים, כסיב אוכל ויעביר אוכל במחנה, וכסיב אוסר ועל תשתרו, מה להל מהם אוסר, that it wasn't בחיר, אף כאן ביחס, אשכחם ניצוי, הכנוסה מנהלות, so from that posik we can learn out that it צוי, מרשוס היוחד ושוס הרבין, ישראל. How do we know that הכנוסה, מרשוס הרבין ושוס היוחד ישראל? So slowly, מרדה, מרשוס לרשוסו, Mali afuke mali ayule. Miu itzoy av hachnose tolode. So Teisa Shite is, that's the Pashas Haloshim Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that hachnose is also an av, because according to Rambam there's another teres of the Gemara. But according to Teisa, there is no other teres in the Gemara. So Mele the Gemara is saying, Miu haitzoy av, because that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah, Vaitzav meishe vayaviru kol b'machne, and Hachnose is not mentioned in the Pasuk Beferesh, but it existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, not because it's Yisvor. It's Yisvor, in other words, that's like a Dimyon Gomor. All right, it's Yisvor. So Mimele is it a lot. So that's what Teisa says. Teisa mentions that the Gemara is saying, hard.